it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Get fired up, man. Football Friday, week two, and college football week three. You got a lot of good college football this weekend. Coming after you, Aggies. Talk about that later in the show. But we're fired up, man. Football Friday. It's going to be a football Monday, too, because the Texans are on Monday night. What's going on, everybody? Welcome in on a football Friday. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We got a lot to get to on the show. Got a lot for you kids out there, so let's get to it. I'm Sean Pendergast. Seth's already got his H-Town gear on. Seth, the game's on Monday, just so you know. Pace yourself, all right?
Yeah, I wasn't going like full Homer or anything this morning. This is the shirt in the rotation.
It's a very they're very comfy too. That's a
yeah. So on Monday we're gonna do. You know, you typically during the season you and I are only on for 2 hours on Monday morning, but because of the Monday night game we're gonna end up being on for 4 hours. But we're gonna have Vandermeer for one of those hours and John Harris. Ever heard of him? For one of those other hours. So your normal Monday morning broadcasting will still be there. Plus, Sean and Seth, because we'd be sure Vandermeer's pipes are ready for Monday night football.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I was texting with Vandy last night. He's fired up about that. I'm fired up. That'll be fun. Getting ready. Normal Payne and Pendergast for a couple hours. And then, yeah, it'll be Texans radio. It'll be a blend of Payne and Pendergast and Vandy and Harris with some friends coming on along the way. I think we're going to get a little ND Kalu action. I think we're going to get a little...
Oh, sweet. I think we're going to get... That's right, yeah, because he's always on Mondays.
Yeah.
Yep. And Andre will be... Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Little Andre Ware action as well. Absolutely. That'll
will
be good.
Will they let us go over and do it at the stadium? Or do you want to do it over at the stadium?
I don't mind. I thought about that.
Might be easier for those guys.
Yeah, that's something to... you know what? We'll get with the bosses after the show. I wouldn't mind. It's a short drive over there, and it makes it... easier to be in the same place. Even if it's not, though, it's going to be a great 4 hours of radio. Today is going to be a great 4 hours of radio because we got a lot of football to get to. No, it's going to be good, Seth. You're going to be great today, man.
We got how could you not be great? How could you not be great when you want the Astros machine that they are? Just go on up there and just, you know what? I applaud them for having the courage to stand in there for Gossman, against Gossman. Inning after inning after inning.
All nine
after,
of them.
I can do this nine times.
Yeah.
Yep.
All nine innings. At least they forced.
What the hell? At least, what in the sweet hell are we doing? What are we doing?
At least in a complete game shutout, they forced him to throw 100 pitches.
100? Oh, boy.
It wasn't 109 or 107. It was exactly 100 pitches.
The guy could go on 3 days rest for the next appearance if he had to.
He wanted to,
you know?
He could. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Yankees go on a tear. And the Blue Jays falter or something, just go ahead and throw Gossman out there to get him back on track.
That might have been for me. And look, we're 140 something games into the season now. So anytime something bad happens, it's going to be the worst game. And anytime something good happens, it's going to be the best game. Mostly because now they're tied and really they're in second in the AL West because they lose the tiebreaker to the Mariners. Mariners won in 12 innings last night. Against the Angels.
I know, but man, I mean, we're in the first inning, and how do you both pull off a ball that you're trying to catch but also overrun it at the same
Sanchez
time?
Sanchez is amazing, man.
Jesus Sanchez was a disaster yesterday.
Yeah.
Espada is partly to blame. In the first inning, look, you got a runner on third. Espada pulls the infielders in because – Nobody in the building or baseball trusts this lineup to come back from some kind of an early deficit.
Yeah.
So you pull the infield in
the first inning.
Creates a situation with a pop-up where Jesus Sanchez is flying in. Both your infielders are turning their back to the home plate to try to get it. And, you know, it's Sanchez's ball. There was some kind of, It was just a disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But if the infield weren't in, it would have been an easy pop-up to Jose Altuve.
Right, right. You know, there would be no thinking about it whatsoever. Ripple
effect. It was this whole ripple effect that encapsulated everything that is wrong with the Astros right now, which is the infield was in because the offense stinks. The infield was in because this offense is not trusted to come back from a two-run deficit early in a game. And Joe Espada was right. They were not going to come back from a two. This was the worst game of the year. I know that there are other games that we can go back and look and say they played worse. I don't know if there is, actually. It was everything that was bad about everybody involved in this game. Christian Javier came in, and granted, he was the victim of a Jesus Sanchez brain fart or whatever that was, but Javier was not good. Javier was not good. Like, we can't let him off the hook. He was not good. There was other stuff he did to make that situation, that pop fly that dropped, a run-scoring situation. Lance came in and did what he's been doing since he got into the bullpen, which, well, for one inning, not bad. And then they trot him out there for a second inning, and there's hard contact all over the place, including a line drive to Jesus Sanchez that he can't field. And then the hitting. The hitting. This is where you don't get let off the hook. All the pitching injuries, all the injuries throughout May, June, July, Yordan not being there. Okay, I get it. This is the lineup now. Like, there's no Jake is back. Yordan is back. Everybody's back. This is the lineup. And you went out and got two hits yesterday.
Yeah, Christian Walker, like, lead the league in strikeouts with runners in scoring position. Go ahead and do that. I've had to watch this botched pop-up in the first inning multiple times, and I have to fact-check myself every time. Runner on second, by the way. I think I said third.
It was on second.
It was on second. Yeah, that's right. But he pulls off, but that the ball lands behind him. Like, that's the part that was really, really, really annoying me.
Yeah.
That you got two guys, he pulls off, and yet the ball still lands behind him.
I don't know what
to where
was
there
going
would
on.
Have been. So even if he were trying to avoid somebody, there would have been a collision if somebody was going after the ball. It was just such a mess. And then he screws it up again later in the game.
Yeah, with Lance on the mound. Yep.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what to do with this team, this meltdown or this, and in a year in which they were doing a hell of a job scrapping it together.
Yeah.
With 22 regular season games remaining, they had a 77.1% chance to win.
Are you reading
the
this sentence
title.
That Chandler wrote? In
I'm not going to read the whole sentence because he travels through time and space like he's, what was that show back in the 80s where with the time traveler guy? Remember that?
Vaguely. Vaguely.
Yeah, texters will remember.
Yeah, text.
I won't read the whole sentence.
Okay.
This is Chandler Rome. Yeah. Fangraphs gave Houston a 77.1% chance to win its fifth consecutive division title with 22 regular season games left.
Yeah.
Five losses in the subsequent 8 days have removed Houston as the favorite. They now have 42% odds to claim the
AL West. Read it.
Okay, I'm going to read the whole sentence. All right, I'll read the whole sentence.
Read the whole thing.
I'm going to read the whole sentence. Everybody, just honestly, because Sean
thing.
And I both, tell me if this entire paragraph makes any sense to you. 67 days ago, they led the American League West by 7 games. With 22 regular season games remaining, Fangraphs gave Houston a 77.1% chance to win its fifth consecutive division title. Five losses in the subsequent 8 days have removed Houston as the favorite. The team boarded an Atlanta airplane Thursday night with a 42% odds to claim the American League West. 15 games remain.
The only sentence I understand in that whole thing is 15 games remain. That's the only one. At the end, I'm like, I know the situation from that sentence. There's 15 games left. 15 games remain. I got that. The rest of it is a brain pretzel. What are we doing? Boarded in an Atlanta bound explain.
It's like I'm in the movie Voyagers. I'm trying to, I don't understand where I am in time and space. I feel like I had to take a quantum mechanics class to figure out exactly what the hell was going on there.
Yeah.
He's just back and forth. It's 22 games ago. But
yeah, man. That's why Chandler hates radio people, man. Can't resist can't resist taking shots at radio people.
I can't resist taking shots at idiot radio guys and then gives you gold like this. 67 days ago, they led the AL West by 7 games. With 22 regular season games remaining, Fangraphs gave Houston a 77.1% chance to win its fifth consecutive division title. So I go straight from, okay, wait, 67 days ago, they had 22 games remaining? And when I read stuff like this, I'm like, okay, Chandler's smarter than me. Why am I an idiot here?
What am
I not figuring out?
He's got to get paid by the word, right? He must have been
his deal.
He doesn't
write that many words. He writes like 4 days a week. I don't know.
No, but
he throws a bunch of stats out, and then without regard for an actual timeline, just kind of plasters them on there.
But my point is, like, I'm just eyeballing it, 50 words.
Yeah.
Could have been 30 easily. Like, I don't need to know they boarded an Atlanta-bound airplane Thursday night. I don't need to know that it was their fifth consecutive division title. Just 77.1% chance to win the division. It's all like, fifth consecutive division title. Like, And you and I just touted The Athletic yesterday as the best money that we spend as radio hosts.
It's always me at 4 a.m. trying to figure out exactly where I need to time hop to figure out what happened in the game.
He does a good job. His information is really good.
Yeah,
but he makes you work for it, man.
They don't have that many editors these days to work with these young writers to teach them how human beings
operate. Boarded an Atlanta-bound airplane Thursday night with 42% odds to claim the American League West. To claim it. You got to plant the flag in it, man. Like a land rush.
I was trying to figure out for the life of me. I was like, wait, 67 days ago there were 22 games remaining? I got to pay better attention.
I fully sober had to read that 3 times yesterday. And maybe it's us. Maybe it's us. That's why we're in this vocation.
We're getting old, Sean.
We're getting old. And that's why we're the radio guys, and Chandler is the writer.
Yes, you know? Yes. We're not up on a pedestal.
No, up
on the pedestal,
we're overlooking the
lowly minions who prefer to maybe, set the scene before you jump in with a deluge of, not just stats, but stats that need to be presented to you in such a way as, hey, have the Astros had the second worst OPS? No. Only one team has had a lower OPS than the Astros. Henceforth, these four score in 20 days.
No, we're down here in the muck with the dullards spewing batting average. We're down here in the unsophisticated batting average crowd.
Yeah. We're just a bunch of cretins. We are.
That's right. All right, Football Friday off and running. Hey, we got to touch on Thursday Night Football last night. It felt like a Texans reunion going on out there. Packers and the Commanders. We got to hit that. We got to start digging into. I know the game is on Monday, but it's never too early to preview the matchup. DeMeco Ryans met with the media yesterday. His thoughts on the Texans opponent on Monday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We will get to all of that on a Football Friday coming up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.